Good morning. Today is Monday, July the 2nd. Joining us this morning is Eureka Police Sergeant Lenny LaFrance. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You brought a buddy along. I didn't realize you had one, but that's okay.
I did.
And he would be?
Wayne Rabang. He's the MIST officer for Eureka Police.
You got to work that. Okay. MIST means?
I'm going to let him answer that question.
Mobile Intervention Services Team.
MIST means?
Mobile Intervention Services.
What does that mean?
Normally,
as he shows me his handgun. Yeah, good.
I normally team up with a mental health clinician, and we go out and we focus on our list of individuals that we have a list of. They're on our top 10 list.
So you go out and you visit some of the homeless folks?
Yes.
Okay. How's that work? Before we get into that stuff, or why do they say it? Let's see if either of you guys can get this one. Where do we get the word admiral?
I'm guessing it comes from admire, possibly.
Okay.
I'm probably wrong.
Wayne, any shot at all?
It sounds like a military word.
Okay. From the Arabians. The Arabian word amir means ruler or commander, and bar means sea. An Arabian sea commander was called an ruler of the sea. And the closest English version to that phrase is admiral.
Yeah, I was close.
Yeah.
And now I know.
Well, you know, day by day. Oh, summertime.
It is, finally.
Yeah. What does that mean for you guys?
So we're going to be out and about a lot in Old Town. The waterfronts, parks are areas of responsibility for the department.
Because it's this time of the year? Because there are tourists here? Because
the chief started a new unit for us called SET, or the CSET team, Community Safety Enhancement Team, where I'm now supervising the Old Town officer, the MIST officer, the park ranger, and hopefully we'll get another park ranger here in the near future.
You mean park ranger doesn't get his own acronym? What is going on here?
He does not. I work on it, though.
Your PR team.
My PR team.
Oh, now, when was it? I think the last chief that I can recall was when Dave Douglas was chief, that there were horses as part of EPD.
I believe
so. Is that about the right time?
I think under Chief Nielsen, I think Officer Pam Wilcox actually had a horse she was using in Old Town.
Okay. Yeah, for Old Town. That's what triggered for me, whether it was for the 4th of July event or any large gathering, or just, you know, the historical clomp, 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 clomp. You know, it always doesn't have to be the carriage company. It can be, but why not continue with that?
I think interest. I don't think currently we have any officers that are interested in riding a horse around town.
A little bit bigger feed than dog?
Probably. Probably costs a lot more for the care and uptake and housing.
I gotcha. I guess there was some concern because either you really like horses or they just freak you out.
Yeah.
Looks to me like Wayne is one of those that gets freaked out just by his head gesture.
I'm actually allergic to the horse hair.
Oh, really? Well, I suppose, you know, there's allergies to everything, huh? Any thoughts to using dogs as part of the Old Town as a multiplier, so to speak?
So I'm still working Vex, who last time I was on the show, we talked about. He's actually scheduled to retire at the end of the year, or next March-ish. I'm not still sure yet. But he's going to be part of the team. And again, I'll use him to supplement with patrol. Last night, they actually called me out to a burglary, but luckily we had an Arcata unit that was actually unavailable. K-9 came down and helped him out.
How does the community react to the canines when you guys have them either driving around or, I would presume, whenever it says K-9 on the car, there is one in there? I've never gotten so curious as to get it close enough. But are dogs dogs? Or are dogs perceived as teeth on command and people are wary of the canine?
I think that we do a lot of functions, events planned. And so a lot of our dogs are pretty comfortable around children, and that exposure to the community, I think it changes people's perception of dogs.
That they're just kind of like regular dogs until...
until it's business.
You use an inadvertent word or a phrase, yes. Lenny, how about for you?
I think it really depends on the actual dog. I think I said before, my dog's not really our PR dog. He's kind of in the back of the car barking at everybody and everything, and cats, squirrels, raccoons.
So he's more of a dog's dog.
Yeah, he is, you know. But, you know, when Wayne had his dog, that was definitely a good PR dog, very kid-friendly, great for events, but also very good working the street. So definitely a balance.
Probably better than having the police kitten. Just as a comparison contrast, huh?
Not very effective for a police kitten.
Unless you're chasing down rats.
That depends on the cat, I think.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say it depends on the rat.
Or the rat, yeah.
Oh. What is your guys' goal with this? I'm not even going to say it. I'm just going to say the community safety program.
So SET or CSET, we actually haven't determined what we're going to call it yet. It's so new. Really, our mission is we're a proactive unit who's addressing quality of life issues in Old Town parks and the waterfronts.
Like Sequoia Park, too?
Yes.
Has that reemerged as being an area of issue?
Not so much. I believe occasionally there's camps occasionally down the deep parts of it. But
down by the pond?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff?
But not as much as it used to be.
Yeah. Thankfully. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are Easy Radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy Radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Lenny LaFrench and Wayne Rabang from Eureka Police Department. Guys, what does success look like with this new, I don't know if it's a mission, if it's a division, if it's two guys working together. I don't know how you know what the longevity is, but what does success look like as you're embarking on this new program?
Well, I think long-term for me, based on the chief's vision, is improving the quality of life, especially in Old Town. And that's going to be a lot of helping, a lot of giving services to the homeless population, and trying to get a lot of those folks that we can help off the street and into some kind of transitional housing.
So additional outreach over what DHHS, Betty, and some of the other entities...
Yeah, because we're first line. We're right there on the streets with most of these folks. We have daily interactions with them. We know them. That's what success looks to me.
And I would suppose you guys have their stories also.
I think for the most part, we have a general idea of either it's what the causation of their homelessness is, which is various here.
And you've been hanging around the government buildings too much. Causation?
Causation.
Yeah, you mean why?
Sure.
Are there hard references? Quality of life. Okay, Wayne, it's something that's different than mine, different than yours. What is quality of life? Or is there a standard that you're measuring that up against so that it's more of a black and white or an objective standard?
You know, I think when I actually recently wrote a research paper about homelessness and addiction in Eureka for... college, and
what grade you get?
I actually got an A.
All right, okay, so then we can continue,
which is good. So I actually spoke with people in the community, and one of the topics or one of the quality of life issues, just unpleasant tree in Old Town. So you're going to Old Town with your family, you see someone defecating in the alley, urinating in the alley, someone comes up to you, aggressively panhandles, people are laying on the sidewalks with all their stuff scattered around. You own a business, you come to work in the morning, and someone defecated in your alcove of your business, people stealing.
Just all that kind of good stuff. All so that kind of eliminating. Good stuff.
Trying that. To help reduce that significantly.
What do you think about the bathroom projects? Are those pluses? Are those minuses? I know that's really outside of your guys' arena, but there certainly is a blend with that.
I think for me, it's a gray area right now because what I've seen before is it's a hangout, and until we stop that or find something like an ordinance that we can enact to minimize that, it's a hangout. And it's obviously it's open to the general public, so that's it encompasses everybody.
Yeah, it becomes more of a monitoring point then, huh?
Exactly.
Rather than a service, per se.
Yeah, I think the way they actually built the bathrooms, I saw some video they did for it, and they're trying to environmentally make some changes, as in like they're not going to have any doors. I believe there's going to be no doors on the front of the bathroom, but yet in the stall will have a door on it. So to make it a little more difficult to actually sleep inside or use drugs inside. I believe the windows are also the window has a grate. There's actually plastic or glass.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've seen some of the designs where it's up, so it's like a foot off.
Yes.
So you can't hide things.
And it's a hard balance because you're trying to provide a service to the public because they need bathrooms in Old Town. They do.
Sure.
But also, we understand that the homeless community who are often in Old Town, if they don't have a place to use the restroom, where are they going to go?
How do other communities, unless there was a lightning bolt in Fortuna and Steve got hit, this is probably an idea that came from somewhere or was developed somewhere and then maybe customized or tailored a little bit, or I guess Watsoned a little bit for our area. Where'd it come from?
I'm guessing, I know Seattle and Portland have done a lot of off the wall, but
unique.
But
maybe you do need a PR team.
I probably do. Yeah. We're hiring.
Yeah, good. Give me a call. So there are some others that you can kind of work as a base and then customize it to what our needs are in this area.
Yeah, I'm guessing Miles, I'm guessing with the community services, I'm guessing he looked at other cities and saw what worked for them or didn't work and then went forward with their plan.
How long are you guys set up for? Is this a 2 year? Is this a 5 year? Is this as long as the department has its doors open?
So understanding is with the chief, this is as long as the doors are open with him. And for me, it's a three-year rotation as a sergeant.
Oh, okay, so you won't be locked on this because everybody gets rotated all the time?
In theory, yeah. Since it's a specialty position, I'll be rotated out, I would guess, in 3 years, possibly 4 years.
I love that asterisk, in theory.
Everything's in theory with the government. So.
Yeah. Wayne, are you excited about this one?
I am. I've been actually in my position for almost 3 years now, and it's... Even though the name's changing, it's going to be a good movement for our department and for the community.
Is it fair to anticipate that two can take care of all of the parks? I mean, we talked a little bit about Sequoia Park and Cooper's Gulch and some of the other. I mean, it would be a five-guy job just patrolling the parks, let alone the waterfront area.
So in theory, it will be four officers and myself. So it'll be an Old Town officer, two park rangers, and then Mist, and then myself. So it's doable.
That almost gives you enough to at least know where the parks are.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, eventually, once they get the numbers back up for patrol, which are short again there also, get another Old Town officer.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Sergeant. Ooh. You still feel comfortable with that yet?
Yeah, it's almost been...
It's almost okay?
A year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, well...
I feel more comfortable.
Okay.
Than before,
so. Now at least you turn your head instead of go, where is he?
It's true.
Oh, jeez. Lenny LaFrance and Wayne Rabang out of Eureka Police Department. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, American Ag, and Lolita Cheese. Guys, when you are considering the future of what Eureka is, the crime trends, I mean, you guys know all the trends and all that kind of stuff. Do you see any relief? Is there anything that gives you hope that, you know, at least in this area or that area or one of the reporting silos, that there will be relief in the next little bit, that the tide is changing, that things are... positive?
You know, I think if you look at social media in general, you see a lot of neighborhood watch groups forming and actually meeting. And so people want to see improvement in their community. That's huge. They want to see improvement. I think that's a major win for the community moving forward to building a better place to live.
Yeah, certainly that's a common thing. Wayne, how about for you?
I think once we find solutions for a lot of our focus problems, such as, you know, homelessness and whatnot, I think then only then will, you know, our communities change, and people need to band together. Definitely, like the sergeant was saying, we need more focus groups and, you know, out there doing outreach also themselves, whether it be cleanups or whatnot, just in there, even if it's something small, again, just their community, it would help us. In the community and also the city and, you know, police a lot.
I'm sure you guys have heard about what some of the folks in Garberville are doing, and it seems like it's working. Is that the kind of action or activity that would be seen as a plus? I mean, the Neighborhood Watch is kind of cool, but it's so narrowly focused rather than kind of citywide or, you know, oh, it's not my neighborhood, it's their neighborhood, so I hope they've got a pro... instead of taking ownership wherever it happens to be?
You know, I think ownership, I think Eureka is big enough that's kind of hard to say the entire city, but if you live in a certain part of the city, just, I think naturally you'll take more ownership where you work or around your neighborhood.
Oh, sure, or at the stores that you frequent sure, and things sure. like that, but an empowerment, I guess. Do you think most people in Eureka feel comfortable enough or empowered enough to be able to do something, or just even, I mean, there's been times over the decades when just even reporting something was kind of perceived as, you know, not a big deal.
You know, I think most citizens now, if they see something, they're going to call us about it. We obviously handle a lot of calls for service, so I think majority of citizens, they see it, they are going to call us, we'll come out to address the issue. Unfortunately, sometimes there's nothing we can do about the issue, or we don't have the... initially have the resources to handle it or the penal code to make an arrest. But again, if people at least recognize it, call us, or even see, you know, trash on, you know, someone throws a bag of trash on the ground, you know, even simply collecting that and putting in their trash bin.
Yeah, helpful. Just the normal, you know, you make a comment or two and you pick it up.
Sure.
Instead of, you know, waiting until the muskrat is 1/32nd of an inch.
Sure, yeah.
And about 5 feet long because it's been run over so often.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, some of that kind of stuff. Do you guys sense that with some of the homes now that are out there, you know, the old grow homes, I guess, is that we're starting to see changes there too with the legalization? Is there less of that kind of stuff? It seems kind of just general talk. Is it we're not seeing the trim wave? this year to the same extent that it has been in the past years. Could that be an area of relief that we might be seeing just kind of culturally?
I think, if you want to pick a topic like the trimmigrants, maybe next year we might get an actual better tally or information on that, because it's starting to be on a decline now because of the legalization and the prices drop, basically, is what it is. I don't see, because I mainly deal with homeless and people with mental illness, I don't see a lot of trimmigrants stuck within our city limits. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the grows in the houses, I'm not sure how much it's actually changed with the legalization. We know they still exist. They're still around. But again, the enforcement of it appears to be less with indoor grows.
Yeah, I would think, if it is self-consuming, okay, we can go with that. It's going to be one thing, but there's a mindset that a lot of us have got that something has changed.
And that
are starting to happen. And Wayne, as you said, it takes 2 or 3 years before you get a trend. One time is just a glitch. But it's just kind of like an innate sense at this point.
It's definitely perception, but I black market still exists for marijuana.
Oh, yeah. But you don't have too many 10,000 plant grows in the middle of Eureka.
Definitely not in the middle of Eureka.
Are you having any blowbacks or any issues with either the manufacturing of or the processing of or the retailing of the stuff inside the city limits?
No, it's been super positive. They're good neighbors. They provide high security for their businesses. They have surveillance cameras. All the feedback we've gotten, and I've actually met a couple guys this last week with a building they're actually buying. It's a vacant building, and they're addressing some of the issues that we had. And it's been very, very positive. So
kind of a net plus then.
Definitely, yeah.
Very cool. KINS, News and Information Times, 8:42.
SoCal just got a whole lot closer. No, we're not talking about some big, scary geological event. It's way cooler and with much less tectonic shifting. Starting in June, flying to LA will be quicker than ever with United Airlines' new nonstop flights from Humboldt County. That's right, no stops between here and there. Ascend, descend, and you're landing, like in just a couple hours. So it's kind of like LA is just down the road a piece. So what are you waiting for? Check it out at flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:47. Final segment this morning. Guys, 4th of July event. Oh boy, all of a sudden, Lenny wakes up. Now, new program.
Yes.
10,000+ people all of a sudden down in the neighborhood.
Yes.
Excited? Concerned? What are you guys anticipating for Wednesday?
So actually, my whole team will be on duty in Old Town. So when you see cops dressed in black polos, brown pants, and vest, that'll be us. So we'll be down there all day long.
That's right. You have to wear a vest, even though it's going to be smoking hot, huh?
It's true.
And no dogs?
I'll have Vex, but he'll probably stay at headquarters and hang out.
Okay.
In my car.
Yeah. That's headquarters for him? The back seat of the car?
For the most part, it's pretty comfortable. But we're expecting a lot of people this year. That's actually the first year in a long time I've actually been working days. So.
Ah.
Although maybe last year I worked it, but it's...
So you won't have to worry about the fireworks. It's just more the concession stands.
Yeah. So I think we'll be working until about 8, I think, at nighttime. And then we'll have, obviously, more...
You're going to have the information booth and that kind of stuff. So, I know we're doing the thing for the explorers right now. If folks, want to talk or find out what's going on, you're going to be available for that kind of stuff?
Yes, one of us will be there at all times, I believe, or nearby. So I believe it's at 2nd and D. I think that's where our booth's going to be at. So
It's kind of like where the fire trucks sometimes are. And
I believe so.
Yeah.
So we'll have our unit gator down there.
Is that like a quad runner gator?
It's a 4-seat John Deere gator.
Yeah. Kind of
like
okay.
The milling truck.
Yeah.
We had that last year because my position was prior to this new CSAT position or in that field, I guess. we were down there. I was under the POP umbrella, and so a lot of us were down there, and the kids came up and, you know, got to sit in the gator and talk to us. So it was actually a really good event for us.
I would imagine, you know, just being able to see and talking under normal, yeah, instead of, you know, if somebody has an adrenaline pump going on, you know, don't have time, don't explain, maybe not quite the same detail versus kind of a relaxed atmosphere like this.
Yeah, I think it's good any time we have events like these where we don't, for the most part, we wouldn't see these folks under our normal conditions, because we're usually dealing with the other folks. So often we don't see the 95% of Eureka because they're out just going to work, raising their families, being good citizens.
Oh, we wave at you when you drive by.
Yes.
Now, sometimes you don't wave back, though. I do have to make that comment.
Vex will wave back, so.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't want to flag you guys down to get a wave. I mean, that doesn't make too much sense either. Now, Wayne's going to wonder where am I going to find him next? Well, thanks for coming by, guys. It sounds like a cool new assignment, and I can tell you guys are excited about it. So have fun on the 4th, huh?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. See everybody tomorrow.